You're listening to Confidence on the Go, your go-to podcast for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly and bravely take action in your pursuit of living life to the fullest. I'm your host, confidence coach and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell, and it's my absolute honor and pleasure to spend some time with you each week to celebrate this beautiful thing called life. Hey guys, it's Trish Blackwell. You are listening to Confidence on the Go, the podcast where we gather together virtually every week to become a better version of ourselves, just a little bit, 1% better each and every day in our mind, our movement, and our meaning. And if you're brand new, I just want to welcome you. I'm so happy you're here. Whether you just Googled a search in iTunes or if this was recommended by a friend, I want you to know that you're my friend and you are in the right place. And if you're a returning listener, you're family now. So thank you for creating this, crazy, crazy virtual community of thousands and thousands of people across the world who are all determined to just rise up and become the best version of themselves so that they can contribute to this world in a way that matters. And you guys, we're doing that. You don't have to know all the steps to get there. You just have to have the courage to keep showing up every day, doing the hard emotional work and remembering that you can do hard things. And today's episode is called Progress Over Perfection. And it's especially tender to my heart because as somebody who spent, probably 20 years as a perfectionist and really suffocated from under the weight of that pressure, that internal pressure, the constant disappointment, the constant self-criticism, my entire life changed when I went into recovery from perfectionistic thinking. And so if that is relatable to you at all, you're going to rock out over this show. Or if you have a family or a friend who struggles with perfectionism, this episode's for them. And specifically this week, we're going to be talking about the dangers of perfectionistic thinking. We're going to be talking about what life as a recovering perfectionist looks like and why it rocks. And then we're going to talk about how to live with more grace and freedom through choosing progress over perfection. And you guys, I have a special guest, Ali Reddy, here on the show today, who actually has a whole podcast series called Progress Over Perfection. Oh, so she is an expert in this field. And the minute she and I connected, I knew we would be fast friends forever. So not only am I pleased to offer her to you as an expert, but as a friend, I mean, she's that awesome. So I'm really, really excited. Before we dive in though, a couple announcements. I know a lot of you have reached out to me and asked me how to access all of the podcasts that are available. You know, we have 202 episodes and sometimes they don't all display in iTunes or on Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you listen through. I just want to let you know that you can access all of my episodes at trishblackwell.com/podcasts. So that's trishblackwell.com/podcasts. You get them all right there. So if you are just joining us and you want to catch up, or if there's something specific, you guys, you want a specific topic and you just want to hear my approach to it or my coaching on it, you can go to my website and there's a search bar on that website, trishblackwell.com/podcasts. You can type in a keyword that you want help on. And most likely in the 202 episodes, I probably have a topic on it. So that's a really great way for you to know what the next show you want to listen to is if you're in between Tuesdays, you know, since we record and launch on Tuesdays. And speaking of episode numbers, this is episode 202. And as you guys know, I recently launched a new free video series that I would typically have paid. Typically, it would cost $100 to $150. But to celebrate that 200 episode number milestone, it's yours free. So it's just a way to really celebrate what we've done as a community, what we're continuing to do. It's called the Quick Confidence Boost. You guys, if you have 3 minutes a day, you have all that you need to get the Quick Confidence Boost. It's 3 minutes a day for 7 days, and I get videos right to your email, right to you. You can get that for free at trishblackwell.com/quick-confidence-boost. And before we dive in and before I get to introduce you to this amazing, amazing guest that we have in Ali Reddy, I've got a couple of quick announcements. Just as always, a quick hello to all of my Keep the Faith listeners out there. You guys, thanks for being a part of the community of contagious encouragement. And as always, my love for Beauty Counter just grows and grows exponentially every month. And I recently was in Kansas City for a leadership summit with Beauty Counter. And you guys, we are changing the world of healthcare and beauty and regulation of personal care products. And it's an amazing thing to do because it's gonna help reduce cancer, reduce endocrine disruption, autism. There's so many ways this positively impacts our families and our health, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. So, you know, I've got a new offer for you today. Beauty Counter's on a mission to disrupt the beauty and personal care industry. You already know that. We are committed to getting safer products in the hands of everyone by demanding better regulation and ingredient selection. And here's the thing, we're coming up on our 4-year anniversary as a company, and to celebrate that, we're really doing it up big in social activism to effect change. So I want you to stay connected with me on March 4th as we march forth together to be advocates for safer and cleaner beauty products for all. Now, if you're passionate about safer beauty and healthy living, and you've also been dreaming of launching your own successful business, I want to invite you to join the movement of Beauty Counter with me. And I have a special investment I'm giving to you for 4 serious people this month to celebrate this. So to celebrate our March 4th in activism and advocacy and our demands for change on Capitol Hill, I'm doing something I've never done before. I'm investing into 4 passionate, driven women who want to make a difference with their voice and their business efforts. This isn't going to be a simple mentorship. These 4 women will get consulting support from me weekly and sometimes daily for 4 months so that they become real movers and shakers and create real income for themselves in the space of education and safer products. Now, the 4 that are selected are going to receive over $2,400 in coaching from me for free, but there's a catch. There is an application process for this business opportunity, and because of the level of investment I'm going to be making into these 4 go-getters and world changers, I need to know that you're committed too. So you have to have at least 4 hours per week that you can commit to building a business and to being mentored, and you must be absolutely on fire about making positive change in the world around you. I want you to email me for application details at trish@trishblackwell.com. Application details are closing March 4th. Get your application in now. And tell me why you deserve to be one of these 4 people. Okay, on that note, it's time to bring Allie on the show. I'm so excited to introduce her. Let me read you her bio, and then we're gonna welcome her with warm arms and big virtual smiles. I'm just smiling even as I think about her as I'm about to read her bio. That's how great she is, you guys. Here it is. Through her parents' entrepreneurial successes and failures, Allie learned firsthand that the best way to make a living is by first making a genuine life. For her, the center of that genuine life is wellness and education and fitness services. Allie's professional experiences over the past 10 years have reinforced her commitment to progressing in life, highlighting wellness and fitness. She loves it, she's good at it, and most importantly, she's seen it help people and change lives time and time again. Around the world and in person in Boulder, Colorado, Ready Fit clients are empowered by the company's results-oriented commitment to be a catalyst for worldwide social change and individual healthy behavior change. Join us as we create a new standard in wellness and fitness focused on progress over perfection. You guys, you can find out more about Allie at readyfit.com. That's readyfit.com. Now, without any further ado, here she is, my new good friend, Allie. Okay, guys, so I am so excited. You've heard me talk about her. I what's just so fun is we both discovered each other's podcasts and have been crushing on each other's concepts and coaching style, and it's just so awesome to have a soul sister. Allie, welcome to Confidence on the Go. I'm so, so happy to finally connect. We've been trying to set this interview up for, I think it's quite a few months.
Yes, it's been a little while now, but the feeling is definitely mutual. I absolutely adore your podcast. I think the world of you. So it's really just so much fun to be here. So thanks so much, Trish.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's awesome being in the same sphere, doing what I, you know, for me is like, and I'm sure you can say the same thing of like, gosh, this just work that just invigorates my soul. You know what I mean? That I think is so necessary. So it's just awesome to be partnered with somebody.
Yay.
Yeah. And so, you know, we talked briefly. We're talking, today's episode is on, well, we're stealing the title of your podcast itself, the whole podcast, Progress Over Perfection. And I'm doing that for 2 reasons, because I think one, that topic in and of itself is more than enough. Like that's just to remember those 3 words for me can center my day. And then 2, I won't want people to forget how to find you, and they can just type that into iTunes and get more coaching throughout the week for themselves by listening to both of our shows. So I had double whammy intentions there. But so, okay, as we get ready to go into that, first, can you really just share with us your story of how you came to realize that striving for perfection was toxic? And then how did you end up saying, okay, this isn't working for me? And then how did you decide to start changing your approach to life and wellness? And then like, what was the major, I would say maybe your first step that really changed things?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'll tell you my story. And then if you can remind me.
I know. It's like a 3-part question.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
So story and then changing point and first step.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Trish, my background is I've always been an athlete and I've always just loved sports. I've always loved community. And what's funny about my story is there's so many times where I have looked back and wondered, like, where did this perfectionism really sort of show up, you know? And so I think another big piece that's worth mentioning about my story is that I was an exchange student for 3 years in different countries, and I absolutely loved it. It was really one of the biggest highlights of my life. And so when I came home and I was 19 or 20, I actually got married really young. And it was in that really unhealthy marriage, unfortunately, that ended, where I realized coming out of that, wow, for the first time, it was like me showing the world by telling people like that this marriage is over, that my world was crumbling before my eyes and that I was not perfect. And so there was a lot of emotion kind of wrapped up in that. But one of the most beautiful things that came from that, Trish, was that I'm still alive to talk about it, right? Like I survived it. And I was so amazed, just, you know, I had this fear and, you know, I've always grown up very spiritual, Trish. And so, you know, none of us grow up thinking like this is going to be my story, right? I mean, we just, that's just not something that we wind up thinking. And so I have so much respect and just such an open mind for people who go through really tough trials, because I know what it's like to go through something I never thought that I would face in my lifetime. And that really was like the big turning point for me. You know, after things ended, I said, okay, you know what? I have a choice, and I can either just sit here and sort of just like wallow away, or I can say, you know what? I'm gonna live my life. And so I went out to really crush a lot of my dreams. I just really started to get to know myself and really spend a lot of time with myself and be okay with that. And it, you know, it's a constant process, Trish. Like the reason the podcast name is Progress Over Perfection is because I'm not an expert. Like I'm a constant I'm a learner, right? Like I'm still learning every day what that looks like. But that really is kind of my story. And that big event was the first time in my life that I was saying to the world, like, I'm not perfect. And that's happened many times through other events in my life. And I really am thankful for that, because my life would be so different if that hadn't happened. And it's really just given me this ability to see greatness in people, even when they're going through things that they might normally be judged for. Because I remember going through it and thinking, everyone's going to judge me. And people just wrapped me up with love, Trish. They absolutely supported me and loved on me. And that was really when I was like, wow, okay, I don't have to have it all together all the time.
Isn't that freeing? Oh my gosh. Well, okay, curiosity, what 3 countries did you study in? That's awesome.
Yeah. So, okay. So I was an exchange student when I was 16 years old. Cool. And I lived with a family in Mexico. Cool. And I wound up, I fell in love with it. I came home and finished high school, and I actually went back for a second year because I loved the people and the culture. Came home for a summer and then went and lived in Italy. And
wow, then that's awesome.
And finished college. So that's a big part. Yes. I have such a heart for travel. And it was so funny. Before the podcast, we were talking about this map that we both have.
Yes. Okay. Now it makes, yes. Yeah. Same thing for me. I'm so, like, if I could just travel for my whole, like, that is our plan, travel for our entire lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I love culture. I love languages. I love, I just, nothing makes me feel more at home than being in a new place. I know it sounds kind of funny.
No. You've just locked in deeper level of soul sister with me. Seriously. We can talk about languages all day long. I love words and languages. And but now back to like the original question was, what was your first step? Okay. When you realize out of this toxic relationship, I'm making this decision to rise up and thrive. What was the first thing that you really changed? Do you remember something tangible that shifted your mindset and your way that you approached living?
Yeah. You know, I think I did. I'm a big believer in counseling, and I had such an incredible support from that, and it really just opened my eyes. But I think the biggest shift that I felt right away was just kind of letting go and like forgiving myself, and over time, you know, forgiving, you know, the relationship that had ended. But just because what happens is when we hold on to that, the only person we're really holding prisoner, Trish, is ourselves.
Yeah.
So by slowly but surely, in the right time when I was ready, by being able to sort of forgive that, I was able to just feel so much more at ease and so much more peace.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, for me too, counseling was a huge part of my healing and my journey. I cannot sing the praises of counseling enough. I think everyone needs a counselor. Okay, so when you think back about this, like when you're really struggling and when you hadn't faced perfectionism as the toxic, you know, lie that it is, when you were kind of just living and saying, I need to put on this, when put it perfect, you know, exterior. What was the most inhibiting thing about perfectionism in your life?
I think that it's really just that you're not able to be fully present. Like you're not really living because you're always so worried about like what other people are going to think. Or, you know, I would find myself 2 weeks later after having coffee with a friend thinking that I said something wrong and, oh, she must be upset with me. It's just this weird, vicious cycle of you don't have the ability to live in the present moment. And so that for me is a constant daily reminder of like, am I constantly thinking about the future or the past, or am I actually in the moment right now?
Yeah. I love that. And well, then I had a backup question that was, okay, so what did it steal from you? And then what do you think it steals most? Like what does it rob people of the most? And I think you already answered that, of being in the present, ability to be present.
Yeah. And I don't think that I really noticed it much. I mean, I've always had great friendships. I always felt, I deeply believe that they were genuine and that I got to the real heart and soul of the friendship. I just think that there's a lot of ways that I could have been showing up, but I was hiding certain things because I was afraid that, you know, maybe they wouldn't agree. And now I'm just in a different place where it's kind of like, okay, well, we're all adults and there's a lot of incredible people out there who want to love on us just the way we are. And so there's no need for us to prove anything. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Okay. So, you know, I was obviously preparing for finally getting to chat with you, and I'm so excited. You know, we've been in touch, and so I looked at some of the stuff that you do on your website, and I really loved what you described as your approach to fitness and wellness. And I'm quoting, it's uniquely empathetic and intuitive. Can you share a little bit more about what you mean by that? Because I know from my personal experience, in which I know you know a lot of my experience as well, is especially when it comes to fitness and wellness, that's where that perfectionistic drive can really like suck the life out of you. You know what I mean? Lock you in. So I think it's a really interesting angle to talk about perfectionism. I just thought it was so beautifully worded. Of course, now that I know you love words and language so much, I know why. So uniquely empathetic and intuitive. Tell me what you mean by that and what's that approach?
Well, so I kind of consider my experience with fitness my sort of perfectionism 2.0 as far as my story goes. You know, that was a second really large part of me getting wrapped up in perfectionism. And it started very innocently. You know, I've always been an athlete. Like I mentioned, I've always loved to move. And then slowly the snake sort of slithered in. It was like, well, maybe I could be a little fitter. Maybe my diet could be a little bit better. And before I even realized it, I kind of had really gone down the rabbit hole. And so my passion and my approach is just to help people understand that there is no one size fits all. We can all like multiple, you know, areas of fitness. But what I want people to understand is that you should enjoy it. It should bring you joy and happiness. You don't need to use it as punishment. I'm not going to tell you that there should be no excuses. I really believe in this empathetic approach of we're all doing the best that we can. And you don't need me to tell you that you're making up excuses, because the truth is we all know if we're doing that.
That's true.
You know?
True. Yeah.
So, I just genuinely want people to feel like, you know what, you're doing a great job. And that goes back to the mission, which is, you know, if you're making progress, if you're taking those small steps every day, you're going to be blown away in 3 to 4 months, Trish,
absolutely,
what you've accomplished when you look back, you know?
I love that. I love that. You know, when you, as you're approaching this concept of, I'm focusing on progress, I'm focusing on these small steps of being able to get myself a couple months ahead and then look back with this grace and gratitude towards my progress. How did you ever struggle with letting go of not thinking that you're, like, especially as an athlete, you know, we're trained as athletes to go, I want to be the best. Like, I have to be the best. Yeah. It's always putting yourself better than someone else. And like you said, it's so, I love what you know, it becomes so easy to, okay, if I want to be even better, well, then I can tighten up my diet compared to that person. And I can go do an extra workout or lift session or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. like all these extra ways to really be better than good enough. So how did you learn to focus on the progress without feeling that, like, that sinking feeling of, like, am I settling? Like, am I, like, not – when you're used to pushing yourself that hard, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, how do you transition to going, this is – saying that good enough is actually a beautiful phrase.
Yeah, that's such a great point. You know, for me, I'm very careful what environments I put myself in because I know that I have a pretty competitive spirit. I think it's...
I do too, girl.
It's funny, Trish, because one of the reasons I love group fitness is because it's not actually competitive at all. All of my attention is on them. So for that hour of my day, all I'm thinking about is, you know, are these people safe? Are they having a great time? You know, just creating that experience. So for me, that is really at my core. I absolutely love that because it takes all the focus off of me and it's all about them. And I love to train myself in ways that I just enjoy. I don't, you know, I'm not sure that there's like a specific answer to that. It's just, I'm really careful. Like for me, Trish, it would not be a good decision for me to go and do a bikini competition. Like I just know my personality, that would take me down, you know, a whole other rabbit hole. So, I think it's really about the community and just reminding myself, like, I'm so lucky to move my body and I'm so lucky I get to spend time with these incredible people. And, I think it also goes back to what I mentioned earlier. I'm always so flattered, but at the same time, it always makes me think when, you know, people interview me and say, like, she's, you know, the perfection or the recovering perfection expert. And I don't consider my,
it's like some pressure.
But like, I don't consider myself an expert at all. I'm just a student. I'm always a student. And so going back to your question, I think if I can always keep myself in that frame of mind of I'm just a student, I'm just trying to enjoy every little bit. I don't have to be better than anyone else. There's always going to be someone that's better than me. Like if I try my whole life to be the best, I'm going to be disappointed because I'm always going to find someone that's better. Mm-hmm. So rather than be better, why don't I just collaborate with the best? Like, hey, I would love to learn from you. Like teach me how you do this, you know?
I love it. That's awesome. So if somebody is listening right now and they're feeling, you know, they've obviously heard me talk a little bit about recovering from perfectionism and they're open to the idea, but they're not really sure where to start. What is a good starting point for someone who's listening who wants to find freedom from perfectionistic thinking and wants the ability to have that peace and that collaboration with others versus competition?
I think the number one thing is just being able to give yourself grace. 100%. Because when we are able to give ourselves grace, it's amazing how that actually opens up more space to give other people grace. You know, in the height of my perfectionism days, Trish, I was also really hard on other people. When we're hard on ourselves, we also tend to be very hard and critical of other people. So when we can sort of step back, give ourselves grace, forgive yourself and know that it's probably not going to happen overnight, but as you start to create that awareness and as you make that commitment to, hey, you know what, that didn't go as planned. I'm not a bad person. It just didn't go quite as I wanted it to.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I love the truth of what we give to ourselves is what we give out. And I can't tell you how often I can probably quote myself. And I also know I've worked with a lot of other women who have said this, oh, I'm only hard on myself. I'm not hard on everybody else. And it's simply not true. Like
that was a real truth. That was real truth bomb that I had to come to terms
yeah.
with.
Because oh, when man, I really humbling, thought about it, right?
When I really thought that, I was like, wow, I spent a lot of time not just being critical of myself, being critical of others. And I'm not proud of that.
Yeah.
But that's also part of just being vulnerable and being real is being like, hey, it was not a great time in my life. And it's not like I'm never that way now, but I'll notice and say, hey, what's going on? Like, right. why does that bring something up? And now it's different. Now
it's
I'm
a
able
flag.
To,
it's a, yeah.
I'm able to go introspectively and say, what's this bringing up for me, not for them.
Right. That's the same. Yeah. For me, it was very humbling to have always said, oh, it's just me. I'm just hard on myself, not on anyone else. It's just my own self-criticism. And then to come to terms and be humbled. And when I'm really was going through the process of healing and finding freedom of realizing, wait, like I really have been critical of others. Like that was just this sort of like sustainable falsity that I told myself to comfort myself. And it was something I had to forgive myself on for being critical of others, you know, and work through that as well. It's disappointing when you realize. But yeah, I'm the same with you. It's like when I find myself falling into criticism, I have to step back and say, okay, something's going wrong in my own self-care and my own thought life, if that's, you yeah. know, if that's coming up. So it's just crazy how universal all this stuff is, you know?
It is.
It's fascinating. You know, I'm so excited to be part of the conversation of people talking about it. So I've got two more questions for you. For you, I mean, when you're thinking about, I know with perfectionism, right, we're often like, it's often so achievement oriented. Okay. So when you look at your day, Allie, when you're thinking, I'm going to have a productive day, how do you not go compulsive productive? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, how do you define a productive day that gives you peace and flow versus that perfectionistic, I am so accomplished productive day? It's a fine line. Yeah. If you understand, if you see that slight difference of what I'm talking about.
Totally. Yeah. I think I have completely pulled back the reins. I mean, I think I would err more on the side of like just super messy and like being okay with the chaos because for so long it had to be so tightly wound in a bow, you know? Mm-hmm. But I would say it's having my non-negotiables, like, you know, having the three things that are you know, that I do every single day. And then the other things, they either happen or they don't. And just being okay with that. And I think one of the things I'm so excited about is I have found this joy of living in the gray area, which as you know, for us perfectionists, like
so we hard. Are
black, very extreme.
Yes.
So, you know, there's days where you crush it and then there's days where you don't and you're kind of like, okay, but just knowing that that's where I was and knowing that I'm in such a different place allows me to be able to just let myself off the hook right away.
That's awesome. I love that. So my final question is, you know, it's something, and because you listen to the show, you know, something I like to ask every guest I have is what is it that really gives you confidence? Since we're a show about confidence, what is it that if you're feeling low and you get to refill that tank of confidence, where do you go? What do you do? What is your source?
I think I've got a couple of sources. Oh my gosh, a train is
going
by.
That's awesome. I'm like, I love it.
It's a massive train going by.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so I would say there's definitely two sources for me. The first is movement within nature. So taking a walk, taking a hike, really connecting with the outdoors and having some fresh air. I don't know, there's something really inspiring, very peaceful about that for me. So definitely the movement piece. And then the other is music. I feel incredibly connected to music. You know, back in the day, I used to play a lot of guitar and sing, not as much as I would like anymore. So those are a few things that really just kind of keep me grounded, I would say.
I love it. That's awesome. Now I'm like looking outside, like wanting to go out for a walk. It's a little gloomy here today, but it's still definitely a good afternoon walk day. Allie, tell us where we can connect with you, how everybody can get hooked up with you, any resources that you have, and obviously, go ahead and pitch the podcast show for everyone so they know how to connect.
Yeah. Well, so probably the easiest way to connect with me, obviously, if they're listening to your podcast, they are lovers of podcasts. So
yes, true.
My podcast is Progress Over Perfection, as Trish mentioned earlier. And I do a couple episodes a week over there. So I love hanging out there. I love that forum. And then I'm also, you can visit my website, which is readyfit.com. And then I'm also the same on all the social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. I'm not super great at keeping up with that, but I try. There's so many things. Yeah. Same on all handles. But yeah, I would. This is just so fun, Trish. It's so fun to connect with you.
I know.
I feel like we're having coffee. I would love to.
I know. You know, I typically do make my cup of coffee. I don't know why. I have my water, but you know, we can pretend it's virtual coffee. I love it. Well, Allie, thank you so much for being a guest on the Confidence of the Goat. And you guys, go check out all of her resources and definitely hook up with her podcast. I will list all of her her handles and then her website as well as her podcast in the show notes. And you guys can always get that at trishblackwell.com/podcasts. Thanks, Allie. Yeah.
Thanks, Trish.
Talk about some good stuff, right? I hope you guys enjoyed that and enjoyed her as much as I do. And I continue to do check her stuff and her podcast out. It's fantastic. Let's go into, before we highlight our listener of the episode, a couple quick announcements. As always, again, reminder, quick confidence boost. You guys get that for free. It's an amazing tool to really help you really learn the 7 layers of choice that go into helping you live without self-doubt, without nagging insecurities, and with the full certainty to be yourself. And so it is really a boost of confidence for any reason that you might need confidence in your life right now. So you can get that at trishblackwell.com/quick-confidence-boost. And then, of course, I have to let you guys know March 1st, which is just around the corner, the rates for enrollment for the College of Confidence are going up. They're going up $10 a month. I do not want you to have to pay more than you need to. Go check out the College of Confidence. If you're looking for friends to surround yourself with, amazing people to build you up, accountability, more intensive coaching than just this podcast, you absolutely need to be in the College of Confidence. You guys, it's a cancel at any time. There is no risk. And I'm telling you what, this community is on freaking fire. People are doing big things every week. And it's energizing to watch somebody do great things because it inspires you to do the same thing. And we've got some really interactive, amazing coaching, a virtual book club going on in there. It is an awesome way to get, well, personalized coaching and the community that we all really have been dreaming of. You know, it's hard to find the right kind of people in our busy worlds. Well, I've got all those people together in one spot for you. So you can find out more at trishblackwell.com/college. Or you can just come and join us. I cannot wait to see you there. Again, rates go up March 1st. Don't pay more. Get grandfathered in at the lowest rate that we'll ever offer. trishblackwell.com/college. And listener of the episode, we are closing out. It's Allison Van O's. I don't think she expects this, which is one reason I picked her. But Allison, I picked you because you're sweet enough to have taken the time to just send me a note of gratitude. And you guys know what a believer I am in gratitude and small notes of kindness and appreciation. And you know, Allison, it made my day. So girl, I hope this makes your day because you're worth being celebrated. And I'm so happy that you're part of this community. Here's what she said. It's short and sweet. She said, Trish, love your messages. Very uplifting. You are simply amazing. And I love your podcasts. Thanks for sharing with all of us and hope you know what an impact you're making in so many people's lives. God bless you and thank you. And Allison, God bless you and thank you. My prayer and my hope and my reason that I get behind this microphone every week is to just share the love that God's put on my heart and encourage you guys to do the same. And so thank you for allowing me to just be a positive voice in your life, to encourage you to know how to do what you were already going to do and just be your cheerleader along the way. So Allison, cheers and hats off to you. You guys, I would love to honor you as listener of the episode. Please just reach out to me. You can send me a voicemail on my website. You can send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. You can come hop into the College of Confidence and we can actually chat. I would love to mentor you personally, and that's what we would be doing through there. I just love hearing from you guys. So thanks for being you. I hope you have an amazing day. Go out there. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for listening. You can get more confidence resources at trishblackwell.com. If you love the show, let me know. Write a review in iTunes or send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. Take your confidence to a new level by downloading my free daily guide to confidence, The Confidence Roadmap. You can grab your free roadmap at trishblackwell.com/roadmap. And you know what? I'm thankful for you. Yes, you. So thanks for being you. Now go share the best of you with the world.